I am so excited. You guys are actually getting to experience two firsts. First, no one's ever seen that video besides all of you. And the second first is this is our first time sharing our juicy secrets together on stage. Usually it's just one of us. And we actually got that video from our videographer last night. So it's not even, that's the first edit cut that you guys got to kind of get a sneak peek at. So first we want to just kind of say thank you for just letting us be up here. We're so excited to be here. And my name is Jada Selner.
And I'm Jen Hansard, and we are the founders of Simple Green Smoothies. And we're here today on the stage just to share with you what we've done in our business in 19 months. And we've created a multiple six-figure business in that time. And that's just crazy to us to be able to stand up here and say that to you. And we've also been able to grow our Facebook fans to over 185,000. Our Instagram account to over 300,000 people, and our email list, which is the moneymaker, to over 280,000 people. And since then, our website has had 11.5 million page views.
Wow.
Yeah. And doing that took a lot of heart and hustle for both of us, but it also took strategy. And that's what we're here to share with you today, is how we went deeper and what we did behind the scenes to make this such a big business so quickly and so authentically and having a ton of fun while we were doing it. So for the next hour, hour and a half over on the stage, we're going to go over five things. The first is we're going to talk about social media strategies. The second is brand strategy and building your website. The third is creating your email opt-in and how to build your list through that. And then the fourth is community building, which Jada is going to talk about. And the final thing is how we make our money. And so,
because that's why you guys are here, right? Awesome. So just to give you a little bit of background of where Jen and I started, we actually met in 2008 in a moms group. And so we were moms, and in 2011, we basically had a $75 transaction that turned into a partnership. And we launched our first website, which was called familysponge.com. And this is where we kind of shared our healthy obsession with green smoothies and just healthy living as parents and trying to share a clean lifestyle with other people who had kids. And this is kind of our beginning days. We launched on November 11th, 2011, because we thought that was so cool. Like, 11, 11, 11, yeah!
It's going to be lucky. Lucky year for us.
Yeah. So this was our website that we started with, and we kind of went kind of more for the affiliates and Google AdSense and advertising model, and we'll talk about how we switched that in a little bit. But just to let you know that we started from zero, too. We were right where anyone is when they're first starting a business. We weren't making any money. We were struggling financially. I mean, Jen was buying green smoothies ingredients on WIC. We were both, like, not sure when we were going to be able to pay our next bill on unemployment, things like that. So we're here to say that it is possible to dream big and to build a sustainable, profitable business doing something that you love. And that's why we're here today. But we totally started, this is actually a Facebook status, and the people that liked our post, and this is just a month before we actually started our Simple Green Smoothies green smoothie account, Family Sponge, that's our site, we liked ourselves. Joy Jonah, like, love this, that's my mom. Alex Castro, that's my 30-something-year-old cousin who's single with no kids liking a parenting post. And then Jen Hanser, that's her right there.
The co-founder of the business commenting on the post.
Yes. We learned how that you can log out of your page account and then log back in as your personal account and like comment like real people are really interested in what you have to say.
And that's one more like.
So this is where we started. This was our beginning, and this was 2012. Like, we're in 2014 now. So now we're going to take you through the next 2 years on what we did between this website and Simple Green Smoothies. Oh, and a little fun fact, why we're here on this stage is Natalie, actually, we met with her in October of last year. And there's this thing that happens because we're known for green smoothies, is that all we do is drink green smoothies and eat raw food. And so Natalie, so awesome as she was, invited us to a raw vegan lunch spot. And that same night, we went and got ourselves some greasy New York pizza. So just so you know, we're real people. We're not like super hardcore health junkies. And yeah. That's something that we let our audience know, too. Like, we struggle with eating healthy and getting healthy food in our kids' bodies. This was Jen and I just a year ago in Austin. If you guys haven't been to the food truck Gordo's, oh, my gosh. Just, like, fried donut with cream cheese inside and cream cheese frosting on top. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, we couldn't finish it. It was that bad. Like,
but I know what you guys are really here to hear is kind of the social media strategy, and that's where I'm most passionate about. And I think one of the biggest challenges that people say that they have is they don't have enough time. Does anyone agree that they don't have enough time for social media? Okay. But I want to convince you that you've got to make enough time if you want to make money. So, and another thing is, where's the ROI? Like, why am I doing social media? How do I make money if I'm just posting these free things on there? And that's what I'm going to talk about today. So, this is right before we started our Simple Green Smoothies account. And this was the first... Can you guys tell what that is? Because it's really fugly. and really grainy. So this was my first green smoothie photo that I ever took. Kind of like, yeah, we're going to like sell this green smoothie ebook. And this was the photo that I posted, and it was just no bueno. It was my iPhone 3, but I was totally using like hashtags like green smoothie, detox, cleanse, healthy. And one of my friends invited me. She was on Instagram, and she was posting food recipes, and she's like, you guys have to get on Instagram. And I'm sure like a lot of you, I was facing a lot of resistance. Like, we were already blogging 3 to 5 times a week. We were already posting on our Facebook page, like, not another social media account. Like, I cannot do it. Like, no way. And somehow she convinced me to open up, like, a very specific, hyper-focused Instagram account. So that's the difference between kind of talking about anything and everything and then going super hyper-focused. So this was actually the first few photos on the Instagram feed, and we've changed a lot from here, but it's telling a story right now. Like, if you saw this, what would you think that I'm talking about? Green smoothies. Am I hanging out at the club with my friends? No. So this is something that a lot of people don't think about, is they try to show like this big, broad picture of what's going on in their lives. And what we decided to do was like, let's tell our story and let's talk about green smoothies. Because basically what we were using was social media to test the market. Would this green smoothie ebook that we're thinking about writing, would people actually buy it? And so that's the beautiful thing about social media, is it's a free platform to test your ideas and see what happens if you go hyper-focused on some type of content that you want to actually sell to your audience at some point. And so that's what we did. And it's really important to be able to, like, this is your canvas. This is the first thing that people see when they click on your profile and decide if they want to follow you or not. So, like, leave your kids, like, you know, eating Cheerios. Like, do not put that picture on there. It needs to be about your business and what you want to offer them. So adding value. This is what our Instagram feed looks like now. That's Claire. That's Jen's daughter. She's super adorable. And so we're still telling the same story 2 years later. It's all about Instagram. It's all about green smoothies. It's not about us. It's about you. And so one of the things that we do is we make sure that we post a picture of green smoothie photos and also including the recipe inside the caption. So we're adding value right where they're at. We're not saying, hey, come visit us on our blog and check out the recipe there. You need to meet them and give them value right away. So don't try to trick them to your website. Like, let them like you. Another thing that I want to say is there's a really good trick, or not a trick, but if you don't have your URL on your profile, you need that ASAP. And if you have a free opt-in offer, put that up there instead. So what we have is simplegreensmoothies.com/30-day-challenge. Another thing that you can do is giving your audience a call to action. So you can say, the thing that I don't like about Instagram is you can't have live links in your post, right? So it's kind of like they stay on their phone, but you can say, hey, you know, we have our Fresh Start 21-Day Cleanse. Click in the profile above. So it's a very clear call to action. And so when we're doing our live cleanse launch, that URL changes to simplegreensmoothies.com/cleanse. So it's a very simple way to get your audience to go where you want them to go. And I know a lot of people wonder why, like, how often do we post? And I will tell you that even starting from July 2012, we only posted photos two to three times a week. So it's not about obsessively putting as much content out there. It's really about quality content. Is every post going to give them value? Is it going to give them some type of action to take or a result to get? So be really intentional with your posts. Don't just post just to post, like, I need a funny post to post today. Like, be really intentional with how you communicate with your audience. That's so important. And what I'm going to tell you, what I really did was I spent 2 to 4 hours a day on Instagram, but it didn't take me 2 to 4 hours a day to post a green smoothie recipe. So that's what I'm going to kind of share, the inside secrets of what, like, true Instagram hustlers do behind the scenes. So if you guys have your phones, iPhone, smartphone, if you want to pull that out, I'm going to share a little hashtag strategy with you. So if you have this little star, it probably looks a little bit different now, but it's some fancy star. So you want to click on that. And this is where you can search users, and you can also search hashtags. So I want you to click in that little bar, and then click the hashtags bar. And now I want you to write green smoothies. And I just want you to click on the first photo that you see. And then I want you to double tap that photo. And if you like that, you could even say, I love that you just posted a green smoothie in a wine glass. That's awesome. Or whatever. Whatever photo it is you see. But I basically had frantic fingers in the very beginning. And what this hashtag strategy is you're basically looking for people who are interested in the same thing that you're talking about. So I'm looking for people who are already posting green smoothies, because you know what? They probably want more green smoothie recipes. And so what happens is, that person, whether it's, I don't know who you guys have, you know, it could be Leafy Box or whoever, but they're going to be like, who's Simple Green Smoothies liking my photo? And now they're going to click on my profile and see that, hey, there's this beautiful feed of green smoothie photos, follow. But if they see something else, they're probably not going to follow. So that's being able to find your dream customers. And these aren't brands. These aren't companies. These are just everyday people who are just looking for inspiration. And, I mean, I like my friends and I, we should say, like. We were liking all day long. And just looking for people that are, another one that's really good for us, our dream customer are moms. Mm-hmm. So you could go to hashtag 32 weeks. That's a pregnant mom. And like her photo or interact and say, oh my gosh, that's so cool, that's so cute. So it's interacting with the marketplace. And I think a lot of people forget to do that. That's how you find your dream customers, is like, go where they are, find them, let them know that you exist. And this is another hashtag strategy. So, and I'm using the example, you guys, we could tell you so many different social media strategies, so many marketing things, but what we want to talk about today is our story and how we did it, because we know that it worked for us. Not everything's going to work for everyone. We all have different businesses and how we're reaching out to people, but we're hoping that this will inspire you and kind of get you thinking outside of the box a little bit. So another thing that happens on Instagram is people do contests, seeking the best health fitness IG accounts to feature, and then they'll tell you what hashtag to use. So this person says, tag meals, meal prep Mondays. So then I start posting green smoothie recipes using the hashtag meal prep Mondays for, like, the hopes that maybe they'll feature our photo. There are tons of Instagram accounts that are curating content off of other people's Instagram accounts. And they do that in Facebook and all these other places, but it's really popular thing that happens on Instagram. So you're looking for a way to get a shout out from an influencer. So social media is like micro guest blog posting. It's micro blogging. So you're saying stuff in such a shorter way than the long blog post. People aren't hanging out on blogs as much. So you really do have to show up in social media. So this, my friend, My Healthy Dish, she has over 1 million Instagram followers now. Cray cray. Like, she did frantic fingers forever. I had to stop. I was like, this isn't sustainable. It's kind of just to build momentum. But she gave us a shout out when she had a couple thousand followers. And so at the beginning, we had zero. And then she gave a shout out, and we had 800. And that's huge. We were like, yes! And then another fitness saw us and gave us a shout out, and they had maybe 30,000 followers, and then we had 3,000 followers. So that's just how we slowly built momentum. And when you get to that 1,000 range, people start to trust you a little bit more. They're kind of like, ooh, like what? Like, let me follow them because other people follow them. So that's just another thing that we do. And then we paid it back, full circle. So at a time when we had 90,000 followers, I had a friend, her Instagram account was Yoga and Fitness. She had 230 followers, and I gave her a shout out. And what a shout out means is basically you're saying, follow at Yoga and Fitness. And then people go and click on her site and decide, do they want to follow her? And the thing that I had her do was clean up her Instagram feed because she had all kinds of craziness going on over here. And now it's strictly about yoga. And so she went from 230 followers to 2,036 followers. So do you see how that happens when you start interacting with your community and people who are in the same industry as you? So start having those conversations. Who has a similar audience to you that you might be able to cross-promote? There's people that pay. We actually have never done paid advertising, guest posts, or affiliates, or anything like that. We've built this in a really organic, authentic way, just trying to find ways for people to notice us, and then they can decide if they want to follow us or not. And this is a resource. I would write this down. It's, if you haven't heard of it before, it's called iconosquare.com. That's I-C-O-N-O and then square.com. It was previously called Statagram, but this is a great way on Instagram to check out your stats and engagement. We honestly don't pay attention too much to stats now. This is kind of the stuff that you do in the beginning phases when you're just trying to build momentum. Jen and I both believe in like love over metrics and just being there for our audience over obsessing over stats all the time. But this is something that you can look at, and we did look at in the beginning. So now this is the most liked media ever, exclamation point. And we had 8,561 likes. And then here are some of our other top photos. And what it's showing us is like red fruit is really hot and sexy. So we always include red, we try as often as possible to include red fruit in our green smoothie photos because we know people like it. So figuring out that consistency of what your tribe is really attracted to and likes. It could be a quote, it could be a tip, but figuring out what's most liked by your community. Now, another thing that we do is, so this is crazy, right? It's like super busy. If you came to this feed, you'd be like, what is going on? It's like all over the place. But these graphics work really well on Facebook, but they don't work well on Instagram. So you really have to know your social media platforms. And what I suggest, kind of this thing I came up with is the singled out technique, which is focusing on one social media platform at a time before you start building momentum on another one, because that's the I don't have enough time because I'm spread too thin. So really like own that social media platform before you move on, and you can really have more engaged conversations. You have more energy to connect with your people. And so Jen and I realized, and I was talking to Jen, I was like, Jen, these graphics actually aren't working on Instagram. Like, people don't like this. It's too busy. So we reassess what's going on, but we're also not afraid to test and experiment. Jen and I actually have no idea what we're doing, like, every single day.
That is
the case. We're just throwing spaghetti at the wall to see what sticks. That's what entrepreneurship is all about. We get to be creative and problem solvers, and we love it. So just don't be afraid to test and put stuff out, and if there's crickets, it's fine. You're like, I know that doesn't work. I'll probably never post that again.
And so, don't be scared to laugh at yourself, too, when you do mess up. Because when you realize something doesn't work, don't get down and bummed about it. It's hilarious because, like, you have to make it funny and just really see the funniness in it so you can go to the next level of a positive approach for the next thing you try.
Yeah. And so this is Facebook. So we were building Instagram out for a couple of months before we even thought about even starting a Facebook page and telling people to follow us on Facebook. So that's that singled out technique again, where it's you start asking people to follow you on a page later. Like, just focus on getting them the groove and the momentum going on your account. So now we have these followers. And then Pinterest, that's another one. I think we have like 15,000. We're actually not even working on Pinterest right now because we don't have the bandwidth and we'd rather be in maker mode, like making money and making products, than like obsessing over being seen on every social media platform. Is it like a big picture plan? Of course, but like right now we just don't have the time and we're okay with that. I mean, every time we get a little bit sad, we're like, oh my gosh, we have all these beautiful photos, but we just don't have time. And just give yourselves permission that you don't have to be everywhere all at once. Build slowly. So now I just want you guys to take a little action and think about going through that social media strategy on who you could cross promote with, searching with people that are in the similar industry as you. It's just like guest blog posting, but you're doing it in your social media platform. So just think about three people that you might already know that might have a little bit more followers than you, or someone that you could cross promote, shout out, or someone who might be doing a contest. Like, you want to get featured in their contest, or do those challenges. Like, so many people are doing challenges now and they work. And if your photo gets featured and then they at you and give you a shout out, someone's going to click on your photo. So interact and play on your social media platform. It's so much fun. So basically what happened was we launched Instagram July 2012, and then we realized that we had some momentum going and people were interested in green smoothies. So that was us testing the market and then being like, you know what? I think we need to make a website just about green smoothies. Like, family sponge parenting isn't cutting it, and this is working. So not being afraid to let go of something you've built to build something that people actually want, and you're still passionate about sharing. That's where the alignment comes in. So we realized that we needed to launch our website November 2012. Yeah. So Jen is going to go into branding strategy and how we take it up a notch.
Let me get my clicker and some water real quick.
Thank you. You got mason jars. Oh, you know what? Actually, can I really quick, you guys? We actually wanted to give you a chance to ask questions in between each of our things. So I'm just going to take two questions right now. We'll open it up after for way more questions, but I'm just going to take two questions for now. And then,
I'm sorry, I didn't catch the word that you used to describe what you were calling your contest or the way that you did that. Thank you.
So she was asking, she wasn't sure what we were calling the contest. So people just do contests on Instagram all the time. They're constantly kind of featuring different things and just, they're actually trying to grow their community as well. And so they're just featuring people like, hey, enter our contest. It's not a name. There's just people that do different contests online. But because you asked a question and we're big, like, we love questions and we love people being able, we want to like give you a free mason jar. Okay, one more question. I'm going to go in the back here.
At what point and how important was you to have professional food photography done instead of just off of your iPhone?
Okay, so the question was, you know, iPhone versus professional photography. Actually, all I used was my iPhone 4. I, like, begged my husband because we were so broke. But you saw that photo that I posted of the green smoothie with the iPhone 3, and that was not, no one would have followed us if we had a whole bunch of grainy photos. So we got an iPhone, but all of our Instagram was built on an iPhone photo. But Jen's going to talk about taking it up a notch, a level, being bigger than just an Instagram account, and actually using professional photography on our website.
Yes. So how many of you have made a green smoothie in your house before? That is so awesome.
Wow.
Wow. That's crazy. Awesome. Well, I remember the first green smoothie that I ever made, and it was right after I got off the phone with Jada. And I wrote down the recipe she told me to try because she just got into it. And I went to the store and bought all the ingredients and made it. And it was so good. And right away, the first thing I did was I went online and I Googled green smoothies because I wanted more recipes. I wanted to know what this was about and like how I could do more of it. And there was three websites that came up for us at that time. This was 2012, probably in the spring. And one is the Raw Family, another is Green Smoothie Girl, and then Incredible Smoothies. And all of these websites have a ton of information. There's a lot of copy going on. They have some recipes. But none of them made me want to make the next green smoothie, which was kind of frustrating because I was so excited. And I was like, this is going to get me in the green smoothie world. I want to just drink them all the time. And I left Google and all of these sites not excited about it. And so I actually have never tried one of their smoothies because it just never clicked for me. But the thing is, that works for some people, and they have a target audience that that works for. And I'm not that audience, and neither is Jada. And what we are is we are young moms who are passionate about our health for ourselves and our kids, and we want to get other people excited about that. And so instead of... So we use this experience to realize that within a super niche market, as niche as green smoothies are, there is a niche inside of that. And that is what we focused on, is we found our way through that and created a brand. And first, I want to let you know that if you type in green smoothies now in Google, we're the number one search, typically. And yeah, I remember we were on page 14 when we started, and we're looking like, where are we? Come on, it's got to be here. Like, we have a website, SEO, we've done it. But now we're actually there. And how did we do that in so short of a time without being super nerdy and doing SEO like crazy? Because that's not neither of our genius zones, and we never had the money then to pay anyone to do that. So what we did was we built a brand, not just a website. And there's a huge difference between the two. A website is something you go to once or twice, check it out, and you're done. You didn't connect with them, you didn't get anything from them, and you're moving on. A brand is something that you just absorb into, and you're connecting with them, and you want to be a part of that. And that's what we wanted to do with Simple Green Smoothies. And a brand is something you can trust. It's authentic. And for us, that was really important because we both try to be very transparent people and just, we are who we are. That's how it is. And so authenticity is a big part of our brand and just being real and connecting with our community. So I want you, the thing, because I'm also a designer, and a lot of clients come to me and they're like, I want a website. This is who I am. And that's not what I want you to focus on. I want you to focus on who you want to be. Because that's where you need to go right now. Because that's bigger than just you. That's a movement. That's where people will join you. If you're just sharing about you and building a website around who you are and what you can do for them, it's not going to connect with a lot of people. And so create it as far as, like, for us, we wanted to be the green smoothie resource. We wanted to have recipes all over that page so they could click, just like on Instagram, click and get the recipe right there and love it. And so it wasn't about making money right away. It was about helping people and finding a way where when we were struggling trying to find good green smoothie recipes, that we could help that person down the road who was trying to do that as well. So when you're building your website, think back to when you first were doing whatever it was you were interested in and what you were looking at and what you needed help with. And that's what you need to do for your website, is be the help for that person that you were 2-3 years ago. So to create a brand, you have to look at other brands and the brands that you love and resonate with. And for all of us, it's different. And for us, this is who we focused on when we launched our website in November 2012. And all of these brands have different elements that I like from them and pulled into the site. And the one thing about them all is none of them have anything to do with green smoothies. So, and that's something you really need to think about if you want to stand out from everyone in your industry, is get outside of it and see what the world is doing and go that big. And so Whole Foods is one of the main ones, because when you walk into Whole Foods, you just feel healthy. It doesn't matter if you just had Taco Bell, like, you're in there like, this is a healthy place. And so for our website, I wanted it, you get in there and you just feel better. You feel like you're on the right track, you're doing something right. And then Tom's is, they've done a great job at creating a website that's community-based and just bringing people into it. You want to be a part of it. You want to be a part of Tom's and not just Tom the guy. Tom's the brand. It's bigger than that. Method has made cleaning products fun and cute. And I think that's what we did for green smoothies. Yes. Because they were nasty and they looked nasty. And we made it something that was appealing and just put a positive spin on something that's normally just bleh. And Starbucks is just one of my favorite brands of all time, just watching them grow and develop over time. So that's some of them. All right.
So for going from figuring out what you want your brand to do and actually doing it is really hard, and especially if you're hiring out a designer to do this for you. So you need to make sure that when you are going through what works for you, you're circling these brands and what they did that you want that designer to do on your site. And be very specific, because we can't read your mind. And let them know, because it's your brand, it's not their brand. So figure that out when you're getting to that place. Or if you already have a website, maybe reinvest in doing it again, because it might not be working. And go back to this step and share that with the next designer. So we went from using just our iPhone photos, which was basically for Instagram, to I bought an SLR camera with a 50 millimeter lens. And if you are at all interested in taking your own photos, this is the lens I recommend you get.
Can you tell them again?
Yeah, 50 millimeter. It's a Canon, which is what I shoot with.
Yes!
50 millimeter, 1.4 or 4 is the prime. It's like, I think it went down. When I bought it, it was like $400. It might be like
$350.
So worth it. Like, don't even question it. Buy the dang thing if you have an SLR camera. It's the fastest way to go pro. Because I was like, I'm a photographer now. And like, it just changed everything. So when we actually got down. Mm-hmm. Well, if you have a Canon SLR, it can be any of the Rebels or there's whatever. 50mm 1.4. So there's a 1.8 that's $99. Don't get it. So when it came to putting together the website, all of the things that I just shared with you about creating this brand that we wanted is what we did right here. We took all of the photos, we wrote all of the copy. This was our words, this was our heart, our soul, and what we wanted to share with that person that we were a year ago coming to check out our first Green Smoothie website. And if you notice at the bottom, it looks very similar to our Instagram account, where we have the photos of the recipes. So as we brought our clients, or future clients, from Instagram over, instantly they felt like they could relate to the brand because it had cross platforms. All right, and now here's our website versus other people in our industry that I already shared with you. And this is the reason, I believe, why we're number one in SEO. Because when people come to our site, they come back and back and back. And they're on the site for 4 to 5 minutes, I think, is what our average is right now. Yeah, so it bumps you up. If you're doing quality stuff and people are there, you're going to get moved on up. All right, and then over the last 18 months, we have done 3 website facelifts. So the Simple Green Smoothies as it was a year and a half ago is not the same website or brand as it was then. And that's something I want you guys to remember. Once you create your website, it's not done. Like, you don't walk away and, like, go on social media or, like, go speak at stuff. You work on that because you're changing, your brand's changing, and you need to change, show that to everyone else as well. And so here we have our new logo. We just cleaned it up. And this is our recipe page that we really promote now. And it's our number one page view on our website. And this is the home page now with our free opt-in right there on the top fold to bring people in. This is our mobile version of the site. And we've always had a responsive website, but it got to a place where we had some money and we felt it was really important to invest in a quality mobile design. And we did that because 53% of our audience is accessing our website from their phone, which is huge. So if you want to figure out for your audience how many are on their iPhones to see if it's something you need to really think about, go to Quancast, QUANCAST.com. And it's free. You just type in your URL and tons of information comes up. Like, we learned how much the average person on our site makes, male, female, all that stuff, but it's free, so I love it. And here, the top pages of our website now are recipes, our homepage, and our 30-day green smoothie challenge. And we've had over, like I said, 11.5 million page views on the site alone. And one final thing about it, is when you're creating this brand that people are loving, they're going to come back again and again, and they're clients that will want to go to the next step with you and opt into your offers and just support what you're doing. And so it's really important that how you're presenting yourself is awesome. And even though it costs money, and I know that's a big step for a lot of people in their business is investing in their brand and their design, that's one of the major reasons we grew so fast. So I want you to think about, figure out who is in the same pool as you. Like, who are these people that you look to as idols in your business? Or I don't know if there are any, if you're niche like us. We kind of felt like we stood out right away. But and then go outside of that and figure out these brands that you love and just where you spend your time. Where are you on the internet? And find things that you love about them that you can pull into your site to give it just a totally different look than anyone else is doing in your market.
All right. So really quick, we'll open it up for two more questions just about brand strategy, and then we'll still open up Q&A after. So raise your hand if you have any. Yes.
I really want a question.
So I see how this works if you have an actual product, like green smoothies that you're selling. But if you're a service-based business, would you recommend the same approach?
Which part of it?
So, for example, the Instagram. I'm a productivity consultant. So there's no hard product that I'm going to have a beautiful picture to show them. But I still need to connect with them.
No, you sell them the lifestyle that they get by working with you and show clients in their environment and the life that comes from whatever you're giving, whatever your product is. So you're going to do more of the result end of it and share that. But hire a photographer and just make them want that life so bad.
One more.
Sort of to build on that question, what if the end result, like what if you're sort of doing business consultation and even the end result's really hard to photograph even? Like what would you suggest then?
Yeah, so I'll talk because it's a little bit social media, a little bit branding. But basically with that, like I said, you have to really choose which social media platform that your people are hanging out on. I know with business, you can grow a following through Instagram, but it's going to be more about inspiration quotes, which are still images that people can follow. It's all about inspiring your people to take action in whatever it is that they're going to do. For us, we want them to make green smoothies because we want them to join the movement of a green smoothie lifestyle. If you're a business consultant or you're a coach, you're wanting them to take action and living a life outside of the 9-to-5 and getting results and living their dream life. So what's inspiring about that? What inspires people? Quotes inspire people. Tony Robbins inspires people. Like, so
testimonials of your clients inspires people. Share that. Get that from them. Put them out there.
Yeah, and I love that you said the testimonials, because with Instagram, you've got that 15-second video, right, that a lot of people aren't using because it's still a little new, and you're like, 15 seconds, I don't know. So, but being able to capture people's, you could do a contest where it's like, share the results that you got with us, post, send us a 15-second testimonial, and we're going to feature it on our page. When you start featuring people, like, more people start following you because they want to be featured at some point. So you become the curator of the lifestyle. Okay, so now we're going to go into list building.
Yes. All right. So once you've created this brand and are able to connect with people by giving them a ton of free stuff, and for us, that's always been our recipes, the next step is finding a way to bring them into your play area, and that's our email list. That's where we make our money. So it's so important. You cannot bypass this and consider yourself on the road to a successful business for the most part. So what we do when we create our free opt-ins, because that's how we get people onto our email list, the first one was this, which is a green smoothie crash course with 5 simple and healthy green smoothie recipes. And essentially, it's a PDF. That's all it is. But you package it and make it seem like it's more than that. It's an experience. We give them 5 recipes to get them started. And because we needed that when we were just learning about green smoothies. And we also have tips and things we've learned along the way that we're sharing within our PDF. But to create that, we ask 3 questions, and these are 3 that you need to write down. 1, is your offer clear? Like, are you, whatever you're writing on your opt-in page, is it clear for them to know what they're going to get once they give you their email address? 2, is it good enough for them to take action? So once they receive your offer, are they going to do anything with it? Or is it going to sit with all those other downloads that we have that we forget about? Because we all do it.
And then the third is, are they going to credit you for the results? And this third question is how you grow organically and don't have to pay for advertisements because your community is a walking billboard for you. Yeah, the last one? Is your offer clear? Is it good enough for them to take action? Are they going to credit you for the results? So in November, when we launched our website, this was our free opt-in. And within a month, we had 2,000 people on our list. And then in December, we decided that we wanted to do a 30-day green smoothie challenge. It just sounded fun, something that we needed in our lives. We needed to be more committed to our daily green smoothie and make it happen. And we found this other website who was a health and wellness, who did a lot of vegan recipes and juicing, but they weren't big on green smoothies. But they had a huge Facebook following that like we just like looked at every day and were like, they're growing so fast. Like, what are they doing? But their Instagram was not there. And so we're like, what if we email them and say, hey, like, what if we do a 30-day green smoothie challenge together? We grow your list, you grow ours, it'll be awesome. We'll share all our great recipes. After all, we are the experts now. We just had our website up for 1 month, but, you know, they don't know that. Like, it looks legit enough to be up for 2 years, you know? So we sent that email, like, getting super excited and, like, brainstorming how it was going to happen, and they never replied. Nothing. And we questioned, like, well, maybe it's not a good idea. Like, maybe we shouldn't be doing this. And just thinking, like, what are we doing? You know how you get like that. When just one thing goes wrong, everything is wrong all of a sudden. But we decided that, you know what, it is a good idea. And we need this challenge for ourselves. And our husbands were on board. They were like, let's do this. And so it was right before Christmas, 2012. Jada and I hustled like crazy to create a 30-day challenge, which we didn't even know what that meant. So we're like, you can sign up for it. We're going to figure it out. Like, just sign up here. So here was the first advertisement on the website about it. And we wanted people to join. So we said, click to join the challenge. So you have to create action within it. So we put this on our website. We also shared it on Facebook here. Just to let people know it was happening. We didn't know how it was going to be, but it was going out there. And that's the truth. I promise you, we did not have this planned out. Like, it was flying by the seat of our pants and doing Christmas and New Year's and, like, making this happen, too. So the first thing that we did when we actually created the 30-day challenge was we made it a newsletter opt-in. And so they would sign up, and they would get weekly newsletters about the challenge. And that was the only way that they could get access to the challenge. So it was an exclusive thing that they'd have to opt into. And we would send the weekly shopping list with all the ingredients they would need for that week and all of the green smoothie recipes. So it was just very simple for them to follow along and actually complete. And as the month went on, we had so many people join. And like we had so many people commenting on Facebook about it. And like on Instagram, we would take daily photos of our recipes and just share them. Because we want people to know that we're real people. Like, we're doing this with you. Like, this isn't for you. This is for us, too. Like, we need this. And we would get so many comments and questions about the recipes and ingredients. So rather than just be overwhelmed and just kind of be like, we can't do this, we worked our butts off answering every single question and comment. And it got to the point where my husband had to jump in and pretend he was Simple Green Smoothies. And so we took shifts around the clock because if we didn't, we couldn't stay up with it. And so just being like that got more people excited and we answered their questions and they felt really comfortable with us. By the end of that first challenge, we had 22,000 people on our email list. Yeah. And so we knew what we had done was working and we needed to do it again. And so we're like, as crazy as that was, we're doing it again. And so we took 2 months off and we made it a quarterly challenge. So this was something 4 times a year so we could have our breaks, our time to prep, and build up the next challenge. And by the end of the second one, which was in April, we had 65,000 people on our email list. And by July, 84,000 people for a free 30-day green smoothie challenge. So over that time, this is from the past year of 2013, how our email list has grown. And by the beginning of this year, we had almost 200,000 people, but now we're at 280,000. And it just keeps on going. And that's because
what we are doing answers that question. They're crediting us for the results. Like, it works. They feel better. They have more energy. And they want to tell all their friends about it and share it with them because it's a free thing. It's not like, oh, but you have to buy that. Like, no, they're like, do this. It's free. Like, what do you have to lose? And so that is how we have grown our email list like crazy. And we don't stop there with our free opt-in. It's not something you create once and put back, just like the website. These are things you need to keep working on and tweaking as you go and testing. And one thing we learned was each challenge we do a little different. We have a different theme to it so far, but we've actually cut back on that, realizing that we don't need to go that intense. We can sleep a little more. So we keep it more simple. But we also created a landing page for this opt-in, and we have a video of us. So they see we're real people. We're not like internet trolls or weird people that are just capturing email addresses. Like, we're friends and we're inviting you to do this with us, and it's fun, and this is what it is. And we answer all their questions here, and we've even added testimonials to the page, which is a huge way to gain credibility in what you're doing. So what simple and easy life-changing result can you teach your audience right now? For us, it was teaching them how to drink just one green smoothie a day. Like, think something simple that they can do to bring them in, and then share with them how to do that and hold their hand through it. And they're going to just love it. And the results are what's going to get other people to join it and build that list more and more.
So before we go in, oh, we got a question right over here.
Okay.
Okay, just two right now.
Hi there, my name's Quigley.
Hi.
I just had a question. When you started your challenge, what was the first time you ran your challenge, what was actually your audience? Was it over 1,000 before you first ran your challenge?
Well, we still had, I want to say, was it 25,000 on Instagram at that point?
It was that screenshot earlier. It was like 22,000 followers on Instagram.
Okay. And then Facebook, I want to say it was probably like 3,000 before the challenge. But it grew by the thousands every day of likes on Facebook. Like, and it was addictive to watch.
When we started the challenge. Right. So the results, and because I think that's a little bit different. I hear what you're saying is we had 22,000 followers on Instagram. So when I say that it's important to spend time on social media, it's important to spend time on social media because those converted into email list subscribers of people sharing what we had to offer. But what Jen is also saying is we actually spend a lot of time on energy on a live free opt-in. This is not just an ebook. This is not just an email workshop series. This is, we are holding your hand. We are answering your questions live and in real time. We are interacting with our community. So the reason why we grew so fast is because we incorporated community engagement into our free opt-in offer. So we're basically teaching for free. We're adding value to their lives. It's so different. Like, live and in real time is what sets us apart from everybody else. We automate stuff in our business, but we do not automate community building. One more question. I'm going to go all the way over there.
I have a business. It's Good Sense Bookkeeping. And so I help small businesses make smart financial decisions and manage their money. So when I look at this, I know how much time and maybe how much capital was invested. So when you look at your return on investment, what was the best dollars that you spent or the best time that you put in?
Well, we can honestly say that we did not invest any money into our business when we started it.
I can say that.
You can go.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Dan, this was our best investment. It was in hiring a community happiness specialist.
Customer support is what he is.
So someone that could basically still be helping us answering every question and comment, like no comment left behind. That's how you stand out as a business, is being able to respond to your community. I remember seeing Kimberly, she's a glowing green smoothie.
And Kimberly Snyder?
Yeah, Kimberly Snyder. And I would look at her Facebook page and people would be commenting like, I love you, and like no love back. Like, people aren't loving their people back. We love our people back. And so our money, when we made our first money, we actually invested in hiring someone to help us just respond to emails and questions, which you think, like, that's not ROI either, right? That's not making you money. But that's where we put our money when we first started making any money. And where we still do.
And by doing that, it freed us up from doing that monotonous task to develop our next product. And that's where the money is. If we did not hire out, we'd still be doing that and not able to look up above the water and see what's next for the business. And it's not we didn't invest that much money at that time. I think it was about $800 a month is what we paid him. And he took that whole task off of us from answering or responding to website comments, Facebook comments, emails, everything. Like, we didn't have to think about it.
So he's actually, yeah,
he's a friend of mine.
Oh,
yeah. But you can always, we're to the point now where we're promoting. We just sent out an email last week and on Facebook letting people know we're hiring for another customer happiness specialist. Because we're going to promote him up to something else and we want someone else to fill in for that. So if you don't know someone that you think would be great for that job, put it out there and accept applications. And then one thing that's really helpful is having them submit a video. So they have to go above and beyond. And they have to know how to use their camera, post it on YouTube, and all of that. So if they're willing to go that extra step, then you know they're going to do a lot for your business too.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So we're going to talk a little bit about community building. And the first question that I have for you is why? Like, why are you building your community? Why do you want to grow your audience? You need to know that. So I'd love for you to just shout out, just like, why are you growing your community? Why do you want a bigger audience? Make more money, yes. Help our people. Build credibility. Have more fun, love that. Yeah, so when you're building your community, it's like you want to increase sales, you want to increase brand exposure, you want to build relationships and trust and likability. And so making sure that those intentions are at the forefront of what you're thinking about when you're building your community, because sometimes we think that we just don't have enough time or enough money to invest in community building, but I promise you this is why we've built a multiple six-figure business, is because this is the heart of our business. So I have a little story to tell. What I look at social media like is, it's still like teeny. I'm so sorry, you guys. It's like a bar, right? Social media is where everybody's hanging out, where everyone can see your business, what you're doing, how you're dancing, your moves. So this is where you show people and add value so they can kind of say like, yeah, I like you. Like, I want to take it a little step further. So that's social media, is like going to the bar, meeting your people where they're at. Like, where are your dream customers? You got to find the cool bar that they're hanging out in and meet them in that space. That's the first step. Like, we can't start at blog websites anymore. It's social media is where that interaction is happening. And your blog, your website, is your house. So you don't go to a man's house, even if it's Ryan Gosling, unless you've, like, talked to him in the club first to see if he's a trustworthy guy. So with your website, you want to make sure that you've given them a little bit to trust you to come and visit your website. Don't drag them to your website and not give them any value. Like, that's creepy. Like, don't do that. And then your email, the inbox, is your bedroom. So this is
like,
bow, chicka, bow, bow. So this is where the intimate conversations happen, right? This is where the quiet conversations happen. This is where you get to ask your community, like, what are you struggling with right now? You ask them that question on social media, they're not going to tell you the answer. So this, like, it is so important that you get your people to the bedroom. But you've got to take, like, the appropriate steps before going to the bedroom, because that's, like, mama raised us all well, right? So, and the free opt-in offer is that free dinner date. Like, by a show of hands, how many of you guys gone out to dinner with a guy that you just met or anything like that just because you're, like, free dinner? Be for real. I've totally done it. So that's what you want, is you want it like a cool dinner date. Like, now if the guy was like, hey, I'm taking you to McDonald's, that's like not cool. Like, it's like you want the high-end free opt-in offer. And that's what our 30-day green smoothie challenge is like, we're giving you a hardcore, like, this is a cool date. Like, we've invested time and money. We're not being cheap on it. So don't be afraid to, like, invite your people into your world, into your bedroom, through doing, like, putting a little bit of extra time and energy in it. And a big thing is you want to know who your community is. And I know we talk about this in marketing, but it is so important that you know the tribe that you're reaching out to. For one, it makes it so much easier for you to actually talk to them. Thank you. 15 minutes. To actually talk to your community and interact with them. For us, our customer avatar, our dream customer, we actually went on Pinterest. So I would recommend, like, just looking on Pinterest to get a feel for who the person is that you're talking to. And so our person, she's Danny, she's an artsy mama, she's a blogger, and she's a food photographer. And so this is who we talk to in all of our communications, through social media, through email newsletters that we write, through blog posts. We're always talking to Danny. So, like, putting that friend filter on the way that we talk to our tribe. So that gives us the permission to be like, you're awesome, rock on, and you're so awesome. Like, we can use fun language because we know who we're talking to.
And it's so much easier when you're writing things if you're writing to one person, because when we started, our emails were like, hey y'all, how you doing today, are you ready for the challenge? And like, this is coming to their email inbox, and so it just felt very forced and not personal.
Yeah, and I would encourage you to think of a way that you can initiate your community and, like, label them. So we call our people rock stars, R-A-W-K, and people love that. They're like, I'm a rock star, and they just love it. So what kind of name could you come up with for your community, your tribe? You know, like my VIP circle of friends, just some kind of cool, fun name. You know, like for me, I have, like, a tribe of world changers. Like, name your people so they feel like they belong and they know, like, what part community they are. And then we just give them a little initiation. We're like basically saying, like, you know, you drank your first green smoothie, cheers to 1,000 more. We're already like future pacing that you're going to drink green smoothies with us for a really long time.
We're going to be like this.
Yeah. So, and then 30 days in 30 ways. So this was kind of like our Facebook post that we do, and making sure that you're inviting your people and telling them about your date, your offer that you have. Because a lot of people have the free offer, and then they forget to talk about it through their social media platforms. So invite your people and give them a call to action. Like, tag your friends if they're going to come in, or give them really simple things to say. Like, if you're in, say, I'm in. Just tell them exactly what to do. You really want simple answers and responses that they can give. Don't make it too complicated for them to engage with you. And then this is a book that if you haven't read and you want to know a little bit more about social media on, like, the different platforms and the different mediums and the different audiences, Jab, 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 Right Hook is a really good book to study. Like, Gary's on point when he's talking about community building and community engagement. And these are a few apps. I already mentioned Icono Square. If you want to take photos on your iPhone that have that Photoshop ability.
Where you're able to boost the red in photos, too, so we can have ours pop a little more for our Instagram.
So it's VSCO is the app. Then the other app where you can actually schedule Instagram post is Postso. P-O-S-T-O. P-O-S-T-O. TSO.com. So you can actually schedule Instagram. We, like, no one was letting you schedule Instagram posts. This was very recent. It was very good. And then if you want to add graphics, is WordSwag. So we're going to rush through this process because we only got a few more minutes to go. But we just wanted to tell you, like, where's the profit? So it's not affiliates, it's not Google AdSense, it's not sponsorships. We always knew that we wanted to create an ebook. And so what we did was we launched our first ebook with our 30-day green smoothie challenge. We knew that we had an engaged audience. So we basically threw our 30-day green smoothie challenge into an actual PDF and just offered it for $5. That's how scared we were. Like, we were so scared. We're like, no one's going to buy a PDF for $5. We're like, limited time, $5. And what we did in that week, the first week, was we did $8,000 in sales.
On a $5.
And so by the end of that month, I think it was $20,000, and we were like, holy crap, we have a business! Like, we were broke before this, and then we're like jumping up for joy.
It's payday. We had payday.
Payday. First payday in 18 months.
Yeah.
So do you want to go?
Yeah.
Should we?
Real
okay, because we're running out.
Yeah. So what we did for our next product, which is the big one that really made the money, is we asked our audience, what are they struggling with? And like Jada said, we did this through email, where they're going to respond with real great responses.
So don't be afraid to ask them through email these questions. And how we phrased it was, can you go to the next one? We said, it's been a busy few weeks. Could you help us out? We have some questions we want you to answer. So we asked them for their help, and then we asked them a bunch of questions. We got hundreds of replies, went through them, and figured out a common thing that they wanted from us next. And that was they wanted to lose more weight because the 30-day challenge worked, and they wanted to keep it going. But they wanted to see what else was out there. They wanted to eat healthier meals around the green smoothies. And they just wanted to know what the next step was because they're hooked on green smoothies. What do we do now? So the answer to their questions and concerns was our Fresh Start 21-Day Cleanse. And it is a weekly, it's 21 days. We have recipes included for each meal, a weekly shopping list, and a weekly meal plan. And Jada and I are not cooks. And so creating this was not for us. It was the first time we really went pro and hired out. So we found a holistic nutritionist that we could work with and that would understand our audience and listen to our needs, too, as parents, and create a meal plan that was simple, that we could do, not some crazy one or one where you're starving because we need to eat and have energy for our kids and running a business. And so Meg Thompson helped us with that. And then we hired out a professional photographer for the whole digital ebook, and that was a huge step for us. And the photos are what sell that product, and so it was a great investment for us to do. And then Jada and I are always working on it, too.
Yeah. So this is our Fresh Start 21-Day Cleanse. And what I want to say is, like, it's a full launch cycle that we have. I know that Natalie will talk about that more. But basically how our launches go is in the first month, we're kind of in prep mode. So that's when we're dishing out our regular content, free green smoothie recipes. And that's our evergreen content, what people know us for, what they come to us for. And then next is our free 30-day green smoothie challenge. So we're even launching that. We're like, it's coming soon, sign up, letting you know, and then we give them the free offer, they get results, and then we invite them to take the next step with us. And we're like, if it's a good fit for you, join us. We have a Fresh Start 21-Day Cleanse where you don't have to think about it, and then we fade out, thank them, celebrate them. Like, we do this 4 times a year. So it's a very clean, step-by-step process that we know our workflow, and we also know our launch flow and how we interact with our audience.
And this right here is what made us multiple six figures, this product alone.
Yeah, so in July 25th, 2013, we launched the cleanse. We actually delayed the launch. It wasn't ready. I don't know if any of you have been in a launch, but you're like, I promise you it'll be ready on this date, and then it's not. So it actually fell in line with my Cabo trip. And so Jen and I were launching while I was like looking at the ocean, and it's kind of like dream lifestyle and also kind of like, oh my gosh, I'm working on my vacation.
Why am I not on the beach?
But in this launch, we did, in 12 days, we did $86,000 in sales. And we sold 1,800 products, and since then of the cleanse, we've sold 8,000. So this is the power of community engagement. If you're wondering, why should I invest time in social media? Why should I invest time? You know, where's the ROI? This is the full circle of how it all happens. Yeah. We care about our community.
We built a brand from that community.
Mm-hmm. We care about getting them results, and people are willing to pay for that when you really care and you're not just trying to make money, but you're trying to build a business and lifestyle that feels good to you, it feels good to serve your community, and also having time to travel. Like, we're business wifeys, and being able to be with our kids and our families and stuff, and we guard our family time so much now. So,
all right, let's just open it. Do we have any time for Q&A? Let's just go for it.
Okay. Do we have a runner, or?
We can share this mic, Jada, too, up here. Just pull it out from my dress.
Thank you. I just wanted to, do you have a normal structure of your day, how you guys make the most of your time? I'm not a mom, but I'm so inspired by everybody who are parents, because I have no idea how to add that into the mix. Like,
for the longest time, it was crazy, and it was always work time. And we both got a little burnout by that, and so we've had talks about it, and we've created it where she works Monday through Thursday, just sometime during that day, check in with our customer service and just get her stuff done. And then I work Tuesday through Friday. So we both get 3-day weekends. And by creating that structure, we're able to unplug those other times and realize that the work will get done the next day. And but for hours, it still depends. It's not every day the same time, because that's the freedom of our business. Like, I can go out to lunch with my son at school, like in the middle of the day, and then just catch up on work that night. So.
All right.
Here, you can, I'll share this one.
Hi. Do you segment your list, or how do you, have one big list, or?
Yeah.
Do you
have so the question was, do we segment our list? We're like getting really close and cozy.
We are
like we originally segmented our list as far as people who were signing up for the 30-Day Green Smoothie Challenge and those who were just signing up for the free ebook. But we realized that the thing that converts is our free challenge, so it's just all one big monster list. And it's like, if that's how we know they're getting results. Yeah, people are like, I've done my third challenge with you guys. I'm on day 327, so it's awesome.
And we do give away the crash course that we created to everyone that opts in still. Since we created the product and it's good, it's still there.
So. What do you use for your list? And did that change at all as you were growing and as the price increased?
Use for our what?
Our list.
Oh, we use Office Autopilot now, which is now known as Entreport. But we started with MailChimp. It was free up to, I think, 1,000.
2,000.
See? Yep. And we did that for a while. We even paid as it went up. But it got to a place in the business where it wasn't doing what we needed it to do. And it got really complicated trying to make it do that. And so we went to Entreport because you can have your shopping cart right through the site. You can track your sales. You can have affiliates through it, too. And it's everything's in one place. And you can even check links. And it just simplified our life a ton. Even though it did cost more money, it was totally worth it.
Earlier when you were talking about the social media and like using hashtags and things, I try and use the hashtags, but I don't always know like where to find them. Like, how do you find the sites that say like feature this hashtag and everything like that?
Yeah, so that would be IconoSquare.
Uh-huh.
Is a great place to go to look at what hashtags are the most popular in your industry.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Hi, I have a couple questions. The first one was, why not automate the 30-day cleanse? So instead of it being quarterly, I can sign up at any time, and you know, you get regular daily emails and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Did everyone hear that? Why don't we automate the 30-day challenge, which is our green smoothie challenge? We don't do that because of our community, and we believe there's power in doing it together at the same time and having them wait to join it in the anticipation of saying they're in on April 1st. They're doing this with us, and we're all in it together. And it's easier for people to stick with it if they know there's thousands of people out there doing it too. So if we automated it and had them join it whenever they wanted, it would just feel like it's them alone doing it. And so.
Totally cool. So can you not buy the cleanse unless you did the 30-day challenge?
No, the cleanse is always for sale, or it's always available to buy, but we do put it on sale for those that do the 30-day challenge with us.
And is that also an ebook, the 30-day cleanse?
The 21-day
cleanse. Or the 21-day cleanse, is that also an ebook?
It's multiple ebooks and a private Facebook group that's packaged together as the cleanse kit. But really, it's just PDFs and a Facebook group. But that's the beauty. I'm just telling you.
Thank you.
What it is. But it's, I'm telling you, the price goes up, and you feel better about raising your price when you say, I'm not selling an ebook or a PDF. I'm selling you a cleanse kit. And these are the results that people are getting because it works.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's $59 now is our price for it. And then, yeah, the early bird special is $59. And then it goes up to $75 for those that don't do the challenge with us. Are we done?
I had a question, about social media and the automating. Like you were talking about your happiness specialist.
Yeah.
So how do I put this? The minute one delegates social media, then people are no longer talking to you two. They're talking to whoever's doing the social media. So how do you do that but still kind of remain authentic to your community?
Yeah. The automate, it's really just pre-scheduling, but Jen and I, like our whole team emails photos every week to our community happiness. And so they're actually pictures of Jen and I living the lifestyle. We actually include our team to share pictures as well. We give them shout outs and we write the copy still. We still engage with them. And then we're a brand, like we're Simple Green Smoothies. So it's not Jada just responding. And when you look at our signature line, it used to just be, you know, peace, love, and leafy greens, Jen and Jada, but now it's peace, Peace, Love, and Leafy Greens, Jen, Jada, and our Rockstar team. So we're really transparent that we're not the only ones communicating and interacting with our audience.
Hi, I have a question around, I know you said, you know, go where your people are on the different platforms. For someone who's just kind of getting started on their social media and they haven't built their following yet on Facebook, given the new changes with Facebook, what would you recommend? Is it a place to, you know, start doing that? Because it seems like it would be something that could potentially not be, you know, may not be the best place to start now, but wanted to know your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I would honestly say, like, I couldn't give you the most honest answer because we started Facebook before those algorithms changed. Our audience reach has definitely decreased. But you can still start anywhere. You just have to know where your tribe is. Facebook is more like pay to play, which I still think is a good option if you have an offer to offer them. You know, your goal is to get your message out to as many people that actually need what you have to offer. So whatever that is, figuring out ways how to get it into your audience's hands is super important. But I couldn't be super honest about Facebook because we didn't have to do it that way. But I will say that even if there was two people that liked your post or commented, like, those people are so important. Change that one or two person's life, and they're going to spread the word about you. Word of mouth of marketing is just a trickle. It's not about the numbers. It's about impact.
And we all started with one follower. Everyone here did. So focus on build up the love. All right, next.
Okay, 5 minutes.
Any more questions? All right, up here.
We're recording too. I tend to be loud, so I don't remember anything. I'm just curious how big your team is now and how it's grown over time. So how, you know, when you started, you hired your first person, your customer happiness person. When?
So we hired Dan in April of 2013. So he's been with us over a year now, which is so cool. And then after that, we went to the food photographer for the cleanse. But then we kept her on to do more projects for us after that. So she'll help take photos for our 30-day challenges, any blog posts that we want, like a special photo for. We also have Meg, the nutritionist. She still posts on our Facebook private group for us to share more. When they have questions about the cleanse that they're doing, she can give them more valuable information than Jada or I could because we're not dietitians and nutritionists. We also have Shauna.
In August.
She just had a baby, so she's been kind of on the down low for a little bit. But she helps with content creation and also with Facebook and posting for us, too. That's it. And they're all part-time. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. It does. That's the hard part is I do all the design and branding. So I'm the client and the customer, and it cut out a lot of money and a lot of time for us to get it to be done. So, yeah. Oh, wait. Back there.
Can I go?
Yeah.
Sorry. Just another question on the food photographer. Obviously, I'm at that point where I'm considering hiring one. Yours is not local to you. Mm-hmm. So do you send, first of all, how did you find her? And then second of all, do you send her the recipes and she just makes them and photographs them? Or, like, how does that work?
Yeah. Everyone on our team works in different places than us. Like, there's not one in our same town. So one's in Australia, which is so awesome. But for the food photography, we found her on Family Sponge when we had that site. We were doing the whole blog world thing where we'd find other blogs that we liked and try to cross-promote with them. And I loved her photography, so I asked if she would post on our website. And that was the initial connection from that. And now she lives in Utah, so she's far away. And I just give her the recipes, and she runs with it. And we give her creative freedom to do what she wants because we already know her style and we know her capabilities and we trust that. And it is so amazing when you give someone artistic that freedom because they will work so hard to make it so good for you because they're not confined to what you want them to do. So as just people trying to find photographers, I first think you really need to find people that you like their work already and are doing what you want and then just let them do it. All right, up here.
One more question.
All right, let's do up here in the front because she's been. Yeah.
So I'm just wondering how you guys divide up your time in terms of the day-to-day versus sort of big picture thinking, and how do you guys work together to dream and scheme for the next step for Simple Green Smoothies?
It's a great question. Jen and I are both dreamers. I'm and doers, and I'm more of the dreamer. Like, I've got a million ideas, and Jen knows how to implement and like make it happen. And now we both do that together. We really dream and scream over Google Docs. That's how we create our products and our content, is through Google Docs. When we meet up for things like this and we actually get to connect face-to-face, that's when we can really kind of jam on, like, what do we really want to do next? Right now, that's what we're kind of, like, brainstorming on, is there's a million possibilities, and what do we need to say no to so we can say yes to, like, really big picture thinking stuff. And then as far as the day-to-day, Jen and I do exactly what we did when we sent, like, a so non-legit email. Like,
and text messages. It's just like we're throwing things at each other all day.
And when we partnered in 2011, was like, hey, I'm going to figure out how to monetize online. I'll do the marketing. I'll study. I'll geek out on podcasts and courses. And your job is to make it look beautiful and pretty and really make the branding look amazing. And so we both still do that to this day. Like, we're both split, and our skills are complementary. They're not the same, so we're not really battling in that way. But as we grow, we also see, like, we just want to be the big visionaries of our business and have other people do what we've been doing for the past 2 years. Yeah.
All right. I think that's it. So if you do have more questions later on, feel free to ask us. We're here to help you guys. That's the whole point of sharing what we just did. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you very much.